Let's see a show of hands. How many of you are older brothers or sisters? Okay, now how many of you are the youngest brother or sister? If you ask my brother, who is 6 years older than me, or my sister, who is 8 years older than me, I got everything I ever wanted. They thought being me was pretty cool. Mom and Dad never got mad at me, they got mad at my older brother or sister because they should have known better than to let me get into trouble. As the youngster, I beg to differ. My brother and sister got big bikes, I had training wheels. My brother and sister got to go play with their friends. I couldn't leave the house yet because I was too quote-unquote little. After all these years, Bemidji State has to feel like the younger sibling. Never getting their way, never getting to play that pickup game of basketball or baseball in the backyard because they were too young. This may sound like sour grapes to Bulldog fans, but I will admit, I thought the Beavers should have won that game last week. Woulda, coulda, shoulda, and once again, didn't. The Beavers certainly had their chances.
Ogden throws a fade to Anderson. He's wide open to get his foot down. He did! Touchdown, Bemidji State! 19-yard touchdown catch. Alec Ogden to Jacob Anderson, and the Beavers cut it to 9-6. Play pass. Ogden chucks the ball deep, has a man wide open. It's Landon Jones at the 30, at the 20, at the 10. Landon Jones is in for the fourth straight game. Landon Jones, a long touchdown catch. This one goes 65 yards, and the Beavers are on top.
Then again, so did Minnesota Duluth, as it seemed like they missed more field goal attempts than they ever made. When it came down to crunch time and double overtime, the Bulldogs found a way to win. Bemidji State once again had to feel, when's it going to be my turn?
It is fourth down and 18. Ball is at the 32-yard line. Need to get it inside the 15. Landon Jones, one-on-one coverage to the top. Empty backfield. Shotgun snap. Here's the ball game. Ogden with time. Flushed out of the pocket. Quarterback sack. Game is over. Duluth wins it 26-19. In double overtime.
Well, the Beavers can only lick their wounds so much after last week, before having to turn their attention to the Wayne State Wildcats for today. Beavers and Wildcats have split the last four games in this series. BSU still wants to play in the postseason, need a win today. The debate of who has it easier, the oldest child or the youngest child, that's going to go on forever. The debate of who is the better football team between the Wayne State Wildcats and the BSU Beavers, that debate settled here in the next 60 minutes of football. Pre-game show continues. Beavers at Wayne State on the Beaver Radio Network.